Mr. Bowers, are you available and communicative? You're on mute.
So, yes and no, apparently. But yeah, I'm here.
And Mr. Brinker, are you still on?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I will call the meeting to order. We have one item on the agenda, and it's a discussion and possible action on the stipulated motion to extend time and set briefing schedule submitted by Patagonia Area Resource Alliance and the Department of Environmental Quality on July 11th, 2023. And I've been spending a bit of time today figuring out the procedural morass that we're in. So I would like to kind of summarize where I think we are procedurally. We have a pending appeal on March 9th, 2023, the Department of Environmental Quality renewed South 32's ZIFTES permit. On April 7th, PARA appealed that to the Water Quality Appeals Board through DEQ, and we set that as case number 23-001. The Water Quality Appeals Board then referred that for hearing to the Office of Administrative Hearings. The Office of Administrative Hearings, while that was pending, the Department of Environmental Quality withdrew its final opinion on the South 32 permit, at which point the Office of Administrative Hearings remanded that hearing process to the Water Quality Appeals Board. We are not going to deal with that case today because we haven't noticed it, but we will need to address that remand because it's the ball's in our court basically on 23-001. My understanding is there is a pending motion in the Office of Administrative Hearings also. So we'll figure out with the office what, if anything, remains to be done there, and we'll set that for a future board meeting agenda, probably in August. And we'll resolve what we need to resolve with that withdrawn permit. The second thing that happened is PARA filed a new notice of appeal with the board directly that was received on June 28th. And it didn't have a case number on the appeal, as is appropriate for a new appeal. And then there have been some motions regarding that notice of appeal, including the motion that is on today's agenda, which is a stipulated motion of the involved parties, DEQ and PARA, to extend the time to address that new notice of appeal so that they can brief it. The parties propose that PARA's response to the motion to vacate, which is what's pending in that dispute, would be filed June 19th, and that DEQ would reply by July 26th, and then the Water Quality Appeals Board would address that new appeal request at that time. What I'm suggesting today is something very simple. And you can let me know if you have any questions about that procedure. But what I'm suggesting today is that the board go ahead and allow the two involved parties in the new appeal to do their briefing as they requested by stipulation, because it involves the board's jurisdiction, and let them determine, you know, what the status of the new appeal request is through that process. And then we will act if we need to act after that July 26th date, and that would be on a future meeting agenda. So all we're probably needing to do today is either, you know, recognize that we're not going to deal with it and tell them we'll set a hearing later, or we could even vote on it and basically vote to table any action on that pending motion to vacate. I will note though that the Department of Environmental Quality's response to that motion has the heading of case number 23-001, which I think is inappropriate because that involves a new appeal document. And I know it's really unclear how things have come to us, And because it involves the same general factual situation, it's very confusing. But I would note that we don't consider probably that motion to vacate as being part of case number 23-001 because it addresses that new filing. So I would probably treat that as a blank case number at this point, and talk about whether that's an appeal that the board can take. And just for the board's discussion, my understanding is there's an allegation that that new appeal document was not presented to the Department of Environmental Quality first, so that would be an issue they'll want to brief, and then whether we have jurisdiction at all over what is being alleged in that appeal. So those are the things that they need to resolve in their time that we would grant them, and then we would determine at that point if we have jurisdiction to go ahead and hear that new appeal. So are there any questions, Mr. Bowers or Mr. Brinker?
All right, just let me say back to you what I think you said. Okay, just to make sure I understand it correctly. I agree about the case number. Since we already decided that appeal, the 23-001 appeal, we've decided that. So
well, we haven't decided that one. That one we sent to OWA for a hearing process, and OWA has put the ball back in our court because they found that it was moot and they weren't going to hear it.
Well, he vacated. He basically issued an order to vacate. So if I understand it correctly.
The order says the hearing is vacated, so that process is vacated, and they remanded the matter to the Water Appeals Board, and I interpret that as the matter is still active, Mr. Brinker, because there's not been a final decision on it yet.
Okay.
They have vacated the process because it was just a procedural ruling. So that's how I interpret that matter. It's not necessarily that they have determined the case. They've just sent back the process. We could send it back to them too. So I think it's still active. It's just not finally
resolved. So if it's not finally resolved, this second appeal is somehow separate from that one then?
It is separate because it involves a separate set of facts that are in the new document. Although, you know, confusingly, they both involve the same property and same people, but it is a new notice of appeal document that is based on different circumstances.
Right. Okay.
At different
times. Well, I'm fine with letting them brief it. Okay. As you outlined, making sure that in their briefing they deal with these issues you've raised.
Right, the procedural status and whether we have jurisdiction, I think, are very important.
Okay, I'm good with it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, does somebody want to make a motion to?
I'll move.
Okay, and the motion, just to Mr. Brinker, to be clear, the motion would be to grant the parties stipulated motion to extend time and set a briefing schedule as proposed in the party's motion.
Yeah, I second that, but I'd want to add that the hearing be as soon as reasonably possible.
And we can decide that when we have our next hearing for procedure going forward, for sure.
Well, remember, in the updated regulations that govern the board, we now have, it's like a 5-day, you know, so we have 5 days after the last documents received before we have to set the meeting date.
And unfortunately the procedure followed by the appealing party was potentially not in accordance with the rules, so they need to brief that.
Right.
To see if we can even hear it. So before we set a hearing, we need to first decide if we can hear it.
Well, but if they submit briefs, then we have to have a meeting to, like you said, we have to have a meeting to decide whether or not we'll hear it.
I think it's appropriate to look at the situation after the briefing.
I'm just saying, because, see, before there was no stipulation about how much time we had to how much time the board had after they received a document to respond to it. We changed that. That's, I'm just reminding you that the rules have changed.
Yes. The plan, I think, is to do a meeting as soon as possible after the last brief is submitted. However, we need to check and see what's going on at OLA, because that really confused things, that there's something pending there too. So we will figure that out in the meantime and get together with the board members on a date for a future meeting.
Okay.
Mr. Rolstad, do you think we've missed anything that we need to do?
I did not. I just want to make sure it's clarified here strictly. Voting on whether to grant the stipulation to extend the briefing dates.
Yes, and so I will call for a vote now on the pending motion that was seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, so the motion passes. So we will reconvene as soon as possible after July 26th, but considering whatever's going on in the procedures, will likely be in early August, and we'll get together with you on a specific date and time. Okay, someone want to move to end the meeting?
So moved.
Second? Mr. Brinker, second. I think. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you everyone for joining us.
Thank you.
Sorry it's so short. Aye.